Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. And as I said at the end of the last segment, the second segment, there was a Congress, which I'll describe how I learned about it and what it entailed. I'm not going to go too much in the detail on the topic, because I'm hoping to invite the director of the Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience. His name is Mauricio Alejandro Conejo, and to the program. Let's. But I do want to sort of discuss the initial, feedback I have from the program. It was on Wednesday, and there were two by coincidence. On Wednesday there was an article in Primera Hora. There was a symposium on health science and socioeconomic therapeutic new remedies for dealing with mental science for the educational world, and that was a symposium on the 27th on Friday, and that came out on Wednesday, and I kind of put a notice there. Of course, that was going to be a more for certification by persons in the mental health field, and $275 fee and all. And but I was considering it, and then on Thursday morning in El Nuevo Día, an article came out. It was Analizan el Nexo entre Aprendizaje y Compasión, el Congreso de Neurociencia. Congress of Neuroscience analyzing the connection between learning and compassion, and it was they've done it for a number of years. It's called the NeuroEDU 2026, and it was a two days, from eight in the morning till five. In fact, on Saturday, I left at five for the funeral of Jose Luis Ramirez that we've been talking about in the first two segments. I left at five, and at that moment, the different persons that made presentations were with Mauricio. We're going to undertake a question and answer period, and that was starting at 5 o'clock. So it must have gone on to about six. So it was an intensive, and all the persons that made presentations were there. The ones on Friday, I think a couple of them on Saturday. On Saturday, I can think a couple of them on Friday were not there. But in any case, at the end, from what I could see, hardly anybody had left. There were certifications, but I think the interest was incredibly intense by the participants. And the last person presenting, a professor at the Harvard Medical School, Christopher Germer, G-E-R-M-E-R, which was on self-compassion, attracted and incentivated people to stay to the very end. And then there was the question and answer period for anything that had taken place during the course of the day. So I was impressed with the number of people. It was at the Conservatorio de Música. I hadn't been to that theater, a really nice theater. I know the conservatory has great parking. And, during lunch, a two-hour lunch, there's a lot of places to eat. I went to a place, vegetarian, which, as you know, I've been saying I'm doing a little bit more of, although I'm not a vegetarian. So this conference I thought it was available online. But on Friday, I tried to go in for the streaming services, and it wouldn't allow me. I tried in various ways or various times in the day, and it was a day where Fridays, as you who have been listening to me over know, is a day I go to Calle. I deal with paying the people that work with me there and talking with them, and I go out on the farm and do harvesting, and It's a day, mostly spent in Calle. So I was going to do online, but I was very frustrated. So I said, well, let me go Saturday and find out what I'm doing wrong. And it turned out that the streaming and the online was not available to Puerto Rico residents. So I paid about a little bit more than half the fee, $45, and spent the day. The day started with when I walked in, probably 10 minutes late. There was a person speaking in really low voice, and I said, "Oh my God, this is really boring." But it was turned out to be Vicente Simon, a person from Valencia, Spain, and he was doing a meditation session. And so it was very soft spoken and very quiet and all. And I quickly realized what was happening. But the presentations, there were people from Puerto Rico. There were people from, of course, the Skirmer is from the U.S. Simon is, from Valencia, as I said. They had people from Barcelona and Chile. And so the wide variety, and these are people well-known internationally in the neuroscience world, have written multiple books. The first conferenciante was Ignacio Morgado. I bought his book. I wasn't I'll be able to listen to him later on. It'll be on accessible to those who attended. I think maybe to those who didn't attend. Ignacio Morgado, and his book is called Materia Gris, on the whole development of the studies on the brain. And Vicente Simon, the one who started meditation, who gave a great presentation. I bought his book. It's called Aprender a Practicar Mindfulness, Learning to Practice Mindfulness. And one of the things he says there is that there's no real good translation for mindfulness, and that's what they use throughout the Spanish-speaking world. Although it's introducir la conciencia plena, I guess one of the translations you could have. One of the things, and it goes in relative to my going and spending the day, and I spent it the whole day, as I said, up to five at this Congress is reading. I'm about halfway through his book, and on page 12. The introduction, not his words, but the introduction by someone else says that una jovencísima Ana María Matute, de 85 años, que pronunció en abril de 2011 al recibir el premio Cervantes, destacan a mi juicio unas hermosas palabras. El que no inventa, no vive. This is a very young Ana María Matute of 85 years old, who gave in April 2011 a talk on receiving the Cervantes Prize, and one of the top prizes in Spain, if not the top one. And he says, he who does not invent, or maybe create, does not live. And so there I was, learning, inventing, creating something new, which is really important. There was I like to quote the Nuevo Día, these sayings that they have, that Nuevo Día has, and this is by Neil Donald Walsh, and it came out it came out that very day, that same Saturday. And it says, la vida comienza al final de la zona de confort. Life commences at the end of the comfort zone, which again, challenge yourself to learn, to do something different, do something new, challenge your mind. with new things. You'll remember, I don't remember now the name of the author, but you know, the shield, which is sleep and handling stress and interaction and exercise, and L of the shield is learning. D was the diet. So that's what I was there for. You read these different articles on people, and I know it sounds like I'm going off on a tangent, but I'm not. There was an article on Anita Nazario, who I've always followed because she was very, very important for United Way Fondos Unidos when I was president. Anita we had a video and she would be the one introducing the video and going to certain places to convince people to give, to do the payroll deduction. And one of the things in reading the article on Anita, she says, ¿Quién es Anita Nazario hoy? Una mujer feliz, realizada, una niña con un cúmulo de experiencia y con muchas ganas de seguir aprendiendo. So who is Anita Nazario today? A woman who is happy, realized, and a girl with accumulation of experiences and with a lot of desire to continue to learn. So those things sort of go together. We have to go to these kinds of congresses, these kinds of experiences. And I'm kind of reflected, some of you who have been following me know, last year in May, I went to the Art of Living, a retreat in Boone, North Carolina. And there are yoga, meditation, and mindfulness, and breathing exercises, as were my first introductions to that area. And they've become important. And also that this particular, as I say, I will go in more detail when I invite, and I hope you'll come, Mauricio Alejandro Conejo. He's the director of the Institute of Neuroscience. So we'll do that and all. The thing that I find, just a big picture on the Congress is that is the intersection of neuroscience, the study of the brain, and with the emotional compassion and kindness and all, and so it kind of to a certain extent of the art of living, that we had Silvia Fernandez, a clinical psychologist and industrial psychologist, who studied both on gentle teaching. So this area kind of jiving with coming together. I kind of see I'm running out of time, and I had about three other. I wanted to go into Iran and women in Iran and the women's week and Women's Day, and I'm not going to be able to go into it, unfortunately. But what I wanted then to kind of end and it kind of wraps up a few of the of these ideas that I've been going through. That I often I end the program by que Dios te bendiga, may God bless you, and it's a tradition that we have in Puerto Rico, and it continues. It's not as strong as it used to be, but between that and que Dios, si Dios quiere, hopefully God wishes. But there was in the sermon this Sunday, and it started off from the epistle, the Genesis epistle on Abraham. on Abraham and God asking him to leave the country and his family and where he is, the home of his father, to go to another land. And it says it's all about, you know, blessing, and I'm gonna bless you, and you're gonna be blessed, and you're gonna be blessing other people. So the sermon was on the importance of blessing, that la bendición, and Father Danilo was describing that if to the extent that we give others our blessing. It has a series of values attached to that, and you know you're not going to give the blessing unless you're kind. You know you're amable. If you don't love, and if you don't you're not grateful. If you're not forgiving. And you're not altruistic. Yeah. These are some of the things that if you're going to give others their your blessing, and you're not discriminating. These are things that that are values that are exuded with that. Que Dios lo bendiga. So I'm going to end the program today with que Dios lo bendiga. May God bless you. And it applies to all of you out there. Some of you may be upset with me, but may God bless you. I hope a lot of you feel uplifted and feel better after listening to some of the things that we've been reflecting on. So take care. We'll see you next week. This is Jorge Gonzalez, your host, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.